everyone, it is me, Baby Kitten, and today I am going to be doing Penny's questionnaire, the new you questionnaire. So also I wanted to say that I'm going to be doing my AMA audio style once I get all of the questions, once I get all the questions in and once the deadline is done. So I'll be answering my AMA questions on the 12th of January. So look out for that. So here are the questions for the new year, new you questionnaire. Number one, what are your opinions on New Year's resolutions? Do you believe in them? If you do, what are your resolutions for this year?
I believe in resolutions. I just don't. I don't keep up with resolutions. I'm like everybody else, I'm gonna get in shape. I'm gonna go to the gym every single week, and then you do that for about like maybe 3 weeks, and then you're like, no, I'm done. I don't really know if I have any resolutions this year. If I do, I think the only big resolution that I have is to stay like cleaner and like neater in my house. My room can get very messy very quickly because I'm always doing something or making something and then I don't feel like cleaning it up afterwards. So I'm just trying to stay neater, and so far so okay. Like it's not a disaster. My room's not a disaster. So I think I'm doing all right. Number two, what was the best thing to happen to you in 2016, both in real life and on GWA?
Oh, 2016, best thing that happened. Well, I guess the best thing that happened for me on GWA is making so many friends and just like becoming part of the community because I'm new. So I guess just joining and having fun with people and putting content out. I feel like that was really good. So that's on GWA. Real life, best thing. I would say the best thing that happened to me was, my friend made me, we made each other really cute Christmas gifts, and they were all like the same kind of idea. Like she gave me a friendship jar and it has like different colored pieces of paper in there and they mean different things. There's like, oh, remember this or reasons why I love you and da da da. And she gave me a jar like that. And there's over like 200 things in there to read whenever I'm sad. And I made her a binder for Christmas and it had like 10 reasons why I love you. It had pictures of the stuff that we did. It has some drawings that I made for her and just a few other things in there as well. And I just thought that was like the coolest thing because we made each other kind of the same gift, but in different ways. So I feel like that's like the best. It's one of the best things to happen to me in 2016 because I'm glad I'm on that level now with my friend, my best friend. Just like growing in friendship, I think was the best thing. Number three, the last text you sent will shape your upcoming year. What does that text say? Okay, let me check. My last text says, okay, love you too. I don't know what that means. Ooh, I don't know what that means for my upcoming year, but it doesn't sound too bad. Number four, do you hope to give or receive more GWA-related orgasms this year? I hope to put out more audios to help people, to give those people orgasms. To receive, I guess so. I don't listen to it all the time, but when I do, I hope I get some. Five, what was your biggest GWA challenge for 2016? My biggest challenge, I guess starting out because I just started this year and I was so nervous to start posting, but I finally got over my fear and
yeah, I did it, and I'm pretty happy. So that was my biggest challenge was starting. Number six, pick three words that describe your 2016, then pick three words that you want to describe your 2017. 2016. Three words. Are you kidding? I think that describes my 2016. Are you kidding? Or are you joking? And then for 2017. Be more confident. Yeah. Be more confident. Number seven. 2017 has just begun. Does anything you are proud of or regret yet this year? Done anything you are proud of or regret this year? No. I haven't done anything that made me proud. I guess I'm staying pretty neat in my room. So I think that's something I'm proud of. Number nine? Yeah, nine. You can trade lives with anyone for a month of March this year. Who do you pick and why? I don't know if I want to trade lives with anybody. Who do I want to change or trade lives with? I'd like to trade lives with nobody because I'm pretty happy with what I'm doing right now. So, number 10, what was your biggest personal change from January to December of 2016? I guess my like depression levels are pretty under control. They got, like, I didn't feel really depressed as much as I did in 2015. So I feel like that was a good change. And then bonus number 11. Everyone has that one kind of audio that they really want to hear on GWA, from ramble fap to a specific scenario. What are you hoping to hear in 2017? Be as specific as you want. I guess I would say I'd like to have some more humorous audios. I feel like we're missing some humor. So I feel like we need some funny audios up on there. So yeah, that's all the questions. I hope everyone is having a great 2017 so far. And also, I have another music thing that I'm going to put up after this. So I hope you're not sick of my music yet, guys, because I'm posting a lot lately. Anyways, and don't forget, January 12th, I'm going to be answering my AMA in audio style. So wish me luck with that because I have lots of questions already. And yeah, I will listen to you beautiful people later. Have a great day, night, or whatever time it is. Bye.